Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1387, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, street, and that when she got in front of the National Pencil Company's factory on Forsyth Street, she heard a girl or woman screaming and crying, saying, please don't, and then she heard the voice shut off suddenly, with no noise or sound, much like one holding their hand over the mouth of another person, that, when she heard the cry, she stopped and listened, and says the sound of voice in distress apparently came from the basement of the National Pencil Company's building, that she knows that the sound came from the basement of the Pencil Company building because there is a grating in front of the building, which is open, the doors of the building facing the street being all closed, and she noticed an open place beneath the grating which lead into the basement of the building, that, at the time she heard the screaming of the girl or woman, she thought perhaps some man was whipping his wife, and, after waiting a short time and hearing no further similar sounds, she decided to go to her home, where she related the circumstances described to her son-in-law, A.B. Williams, and Mrs. Elizabeth Cohen, that she thought no more of the incident or occurrence until the following morning, when the said Williams came into her room and told her that Mary Fagan had been murdered in the National Pencil Company's factory, that she said so to him, Williams, then and there insisted that she go before the Solicitor General and give him the benefit of the information she had outlined to him, that on or about May 5th she was subpoenaed to appear before the Solicitor General, that she answered the subpoena and made and signed a sworn statement in the Solicitor's office, said statement being taken down by Mr. Hugh W. Dorsey in his own handwriting and which set forth the same facts as herein before related, that the Solicitor General tried very hard to induce her to swear that the screaming that she heard was at a much later time in the day, and he called her attention to the fact that Frank was not in the factory at the time she heard the screams, and she told the Solicitor General that she would not testify to anything but the truth, even though her testimony did not suit the Solicitor General, that she left her address with the solicitor and fully expected that she would be subpoenaed too.